you say with nine?
This knife, fork, and
spoon.
Yeah.
Well, here you use spoon too much.
Yeah. What about the big kind of things that you have around to cut around the house? You had butcher knives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have that. Daddy had them. Butcher knives, maybe a foot long. And I guess the thickest part of the blade was about maybe 3 or 4 inches. And he had to use that, and he had a hatchet and a hacksaw that we used cutting up our meat, you know, like when butchering a goat or cow, you know, you had to have all that.
Yep.
And these were old type knives and stuff. It wasn't none of this thin stuff you got now in the bin. They were heavy duty stuff, had wooden handles.
Yeah. Now after dinner your mama would do what?
Well, even though we were boys, we had our chores to do with the table.
Yeah.
We rotated, me and my older brother. We'd rotate who had to clean off the table and then who had to wash.
Yeah.
She'd do it, you know, and then we would do it. But we had a certain time that we had to do it. We'd rotate. We'd wash and we'd clean off the table.
Yeah.
And there wasn't nothing we didn't do. I don't think we ever washed clothes, though.
Yeah. When she was cooking, boiling water, what'd she boil water in? Something big and black out in the yard she had to boil water in, or in the house?
No, she never had to. Well, when we were maybe dipping chickens, boiled scalding chickens, now we use a great big old, Daddy had a great big old, it's not a crock pot, it's a great big old, kettle, what I want to say. Anyway, it was a great big old cast iron pot. He set it up out there and get that water to boil, and we'd take them chickens and ducks and we'd scald them, and the feathers come off real easy.
Yeah.
Now, as far as in the house boiling water, something like that, you just use it on the stove, one of the pots.
Yeah.
One of the thin pots, we didn't use them. The cast iron.
Uh-huh. What about, you just use it what? If you boil water for coffee or something like that, you use it what?
Let's see. I know she picked Daddy coffee here in the morning. Let me see how she's doing.
Use kettle or?
No. She had the old, she didn't have that whistling kettle. Had the old coffee pot that had the three parts to it, I don't even know.
Yeah.
You had your base part that held your coffee after it dripped through.
Uh-huh.
And then you had the other part that the grounds went in, then you had the top part that you poured your hot water in. And then she had this the other regular pot that she boiled the water in, and then she just poured it in there and it would drip through in the coffee pot.
Yeah.
That's how she used to make coffee.
Did you ever, the things that you would put flowers in
her canisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had, her canisters. I believe all her canisters were metal canisters. And she had one for flour, one for sugar, one for tea. And then she had her little jar she kept her seasonings in.
Yeah.
All this is set in the back of the cabinet that you cooked on and everything, under the other top cabinet.
Yeah.
I think, they were metal. You just took the metal lid off.
Yeah.
No, they wasn't. They were metal, but they had the old porcelain. Yeah. It was kind of a crack easy, a chip easy. I think it was porcelain.